Hey everybody, it's Friday, and as we continue on the book of Romans, we're in chapter 4 today. Now, Paul addresses something today that was a topic of disagreement amongst Christians, specifically in Rome. Now, keep this in mind as you read today. Now, we're mostly talking today about God's promise to Abraham in Genesis, but there were some people who were confused. Now, some who were in Rome were teaching this. They were teaching that all Gentiles needed to be circumcised in order to fully become followers or to become Christians. And so their evidence, or what they backed that belief up on, was the fact that Abraham, who was the father of the Jewish nation, or God's chosen people, himself was circumcised, right? That was part of the agreement with Abraham and directions for Abraham to give his people. Now, they taught that if they were going to be Christians based on God's claims to Abraham, then since Abraham was circumcised, they had to be circumcised as well in order to receive the promise of God's salvation. Now, Paul, though, brings up a pretty important point here today, stating that the promise that God gave Abraham was based on, and it says this several times, on Abraham's faith. It wasn't about the circumcision, it was about Abraham's faith. In fact, God gave this promise to Abraham before Abraham was circumcised. So the heirs to the promise are those who share Abraham's faith, not his circumcision. So, okay, is that enough circumcision talk for you for one day? I know it is for me. Monday in chapters 5, and even the next day in chapter 6, we're going to take a different angle and we're going to talk about life in Christ. So I look forward to sharing with you about that coming up next week.